أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. Do you command people to do righteous acts and you forget your own selves, whereas you are studying and reading the book? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you not have any intellect? Do you not have any understanding? This is the fifth ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Bani Israel, the Jews in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this ayat is mainly focused to their scholars and rabbis, that they were telling people to do good, but they themselves were not doing good. So there are a few explanations. One explanation is that because the rabbis had some previous scriptures, so they knew Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the final prophet, but they did not want to openly say this. But occasionally they would tell people close to them, their friends, their family members, that follow Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the true prophet. But very quietly, discreetly, they would do this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing them, you are commanding people to do good, you are telling people to follow Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you are not prepared to follow him yourself, you are not prepared to accept his deen. Another explanation is, they told people to follow the Torah. They told people, this is the sacred book, we have to follow this book. But they themselves were not following the Torah, because the verses were in the Torah, speaking about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were not prepared to accept that. So you are telling people to follow the sacred book, but very conveniently, where it doesn't suit you, you are not following it yourself. So where is your intellect, where is your understanding? You are reading the book is in front of you. You are telling people that this is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a sacred book, but you don't want to follow everything in the book. But however, this also, we can apply it to ourselves. Very often we are telling people to do things, but we are not doing it ourselves. A person is telling his child to read namaz, but he is not particular on salah himself. Every now and again he is also missing. Every now and again he is also oversleeping. So what effect will our speech have when we do not practice on what we preach? Remember, if you will give people advice and you will give bayans or whatever it is, but if you are not practicing on it yourself, what effect that is going to have? If it can impact on your own heart, then it can impact on other people's hearts. First, your voice, you hear your own voice. If your own voice cannot have any effect on your heart, how is it going to have impact on anyone else's heart? So for a person's advice to be acceptable, for his advice to be effective, then he needs to be practicing on that himself. So, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ. Sometimes we are telling people about yaqeen, but our yaqeen is not right ourselves. It doesn't mean you mustn't tell people. There's two obligations. One obligation is to instruct with the good, that you have to do. But the second obligation is you must also practice on it. So you're doing one obligation, but you're not doing the other obligation. Now in the hadith, there's very stern warnings that have been sounded for this type of an attitude. In one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, on the night of Miraj, I saw people whose lips were being cut with scissors of fire. So I inquired from Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, who are these people that the lips are being cut, the mouths are being cut? So Hazrat Jibreel said, these are these people in your ummah who command other people to do good and prohibit them from evil, but they do not practice on it themselves. So this is the punishment that is meted out to these people. There's another narration that speaks about a person on the day of Qiyamah who will be thrown into Jahannam. Allah protect us all. So he'll be thrown into Jahannam, and in Jahannam he will be experiencing such a serious punishment that his whole intestines will come out. And his intestines comes out and he's just moving around that. So the people of the inmates of Jahannam will come to him and tell him that what has happened to you? Were you not commanding us to do good and prohibiting us from evil? So he would say, yes, I did command you to do good and I did prohibit you from evil, but I did not do the good myself and I did not refrain from the evil myself. So this is now what punishment I have to suffer. Then there's also narrations which speak about a group of the people of Jannah. They will see someone in Jahannam. So they will address the person and tell him that we have reached Jannah because of what we learned from you, what you were teaching us. Through your teachings, we have now reached here in Jannah. So how did you end up in Jahannam? So he says, "Kunna naqul wala naf'al." We should only speak and we never practiced on what we were speaking. So this aspect of making amal and practicing on our knowledge is very, very important. Remember, an ignorant person, he may get away because he was ignorant, he never had knowledge. But we have got knowledge, we have learned, we have understood, we are telling others. Now how are we going to get away? What excuse are we going to present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You had the knowledge, you read the book, you understood the concept, but why did you not practice on it? That is why you see our pious predecessors, they were very concerned about their own Islam and their own reformation. That always they were worried about their reformation. I first got to reform myself. Before I'm going to reform the world, I got to reform myself. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, he will go out in Tabligh 40 days or whatever time he will spend. Sometimes he'll go on some trip, needs to meet different people. When he comes back home, for a few days, he will go in Etikaf. Go in Etikaf, why? To restore now that spirituality. Now I've been out, been mixing with people. Now that condition of the heart, that nur of the heart, I have to now, that effulgence of the heart, I have to bring it up again. So they would also take out time for their own reformation. They would take out time for their own ma'amulat, their own zikr. They would give an example of a well. You know, if the well, you're going to carry on just using the water, eventually what's going to come out? Mud is going to come out. Dirt is going to come out. All the dirty water is at the bottom. So they felt that they also need to spend time in solitude, in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah, making istighfar, so that water fills up again. And the well comes, again the water comes back to the top. So then that water can come out and that water can benefit people. So they always were concerned about their own reformation. And that it should be every person, remember, right till your last breath, always be concerned of our reformation, our Islam. At no point any person should think to himself that I have reached the ultimate stage. No, there's always room for me to improve. I can always become a better person. I can improve my amal. My namaz can become of a better quality. My ibadat can get of a better quality. And I can improve my character also. Always there's room for improvement. And a lot of pious people, when they spoke to anyone, they made intention of their own selves. So if they were addressing people also, they said, we're not talking to people, we're speaking to our own selves. Maybe through the barakat of the congregation, one pious person is sitting there, through his sincerity, Allah will give us tawfiq to practice on what we are saying. So whenever we have to speak to anyone, then we always make that intention that Allah Ta'ala, we are speaking to ourselves first. We are addressing our own selves. First, we need this advice. Before anyone needs advice, we need the advice first. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.